The time is 2:41. The session may begin.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, everyone. We are now going to discuss the impact of new GTLDs on ICANN structure. This is part of an ongoing project that we have as part of the GNSO. And this is being led, this effort, by Thomas Rickert. So I'm going to ask Thomas to lead this session for us, please. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you very much, Stefan, and welcome back. As you will remember a couple of minutes back when we discussed with the board, I gave a little status update on where we are. We have provided a letter to the board on the 24th of September, and that letter was an amalgamation of the views gathered in a little subgroup that tried to answer the question of the impact of new GTLDs on ICANN structure, and we particularly focused on the view and the of the Council and the impact on the GNSO Council. However, if you remember, we started the discussion about this topic a little bit earlier, and if I remember correctly, at that point in time, only the registries had sent their input to the board. Other groups followed later and sent comments to the board, other SOs and ACs, ALEC and others have also done so, and I'm happy to circulate the link to the website where the comments have been posted. And I think that we should now use the session to discuss what, if at all, the next steps for the Council should be surrounding this important topic. Again, when we drafted our letter, I think the consultations in the various GNSO groups hadn't yet been finalized and they hadn't yet provided their input. So now we're a little bit further. The groups have had their discussion on this subject matter, and I think we should now discuss what our approach would be in order to take this further. And as you can see, I have not prepared a PowerPoint slide because I want to keep this discussion quite open and not waste time on presenting the various views to you. I think that it's far too important for me to sum up what the group said. Sometimes they are quite lengthy statements, others are shorter, but there is a variety of views around that has been voiced, and I think that you should go back and read those. I would like to focus a little bit more on what you think the role of the Council is in this discussion, and what the next steps, if at all, for the Council would be on this to work on. Is there anybody who would like to kick this off? Wendy, you're...
Well, after cheering the lack of PowerPoint and presentation, I will gladly jump in. I'm afraid it will somewhat echo points that I've already made, that I think that this is a perfect time to be reviewing the larger structuring of Council, because the influx of new GTLD applicants and perhaps the influx of their users in different capacities will be an odd fit with some of the groups and silos that we currently have, and rather than trying to fit them into one or more of these existing stakeholder groups and houses, why not open up to a broader structure that enables affiliations based on interest? And certainly there are challenges in figuring out how do we count and weigh and balance all of the interests, but I think experience has been that the houses don't do that well.
John, please.
So this may be a continuation of the conversation that Jeff had at the end of the last meeting, which is when does bottom-up become top-down? I view the GNSO Council as a creature of the GNSO, and I note that there is a bit and then a bit more, and I suspect there will be a bit more of consideration among the constituencies and among new entrants, either to fit in or to find a new new landscape. And my feeling is that the GNSO Council needs to continue to be responsive to the requirements, the demands, the self-organization, really, of the GNSO itself. It may change the structure of the GNSO Council, but I don't think that it is appropriate to consider changing the structure of the GNSO Council in advance of how the GNSO is going to organize itself.
Thank you, John. And I think that we're getting closer to the heart of it. You may remember that during our last telephone conference when I presented this agenda item, that I reported of the discussions that we had, and there were certain, there were some participants in the group that felt that it was completely inappropriate for the council to discuss the impact on the wider GNSO, because it was felt that this was more something for the individual groups to discuss. My proposal at the time was to do sort of a fact-finding and to see what the implications for the individual groups are, and then as a second step to draw conclusions from that in terms of the impact on the council, because certainly if we anticipate new constituencies to be founded, for example, that would have impact on the voting structure and the democratic structure of the council. So at this stage, can I ask your view on whether you think, number one, that the council should have a discussion about this in a wider sense, or should it should the discussion be actually narrowed to the council only? And I think it, we can't properly discuss it in isolation, so we need to take a more holistic view at the whole GNSO to assess the impact on the council. Please.
Thank you. Well, coming back to that, let me say, intervention, you know, we had or this is diverse views, you know, discussing it from the council point of view or discussing it more from the stakeholders' point of view. It is, to my understanding, it's just a matter of avoiding parallel working, one thing. So that is, that's on the one hand, to avoid parallel working. So then, not that we on council level start to discuss matters which are on the to be discussed on stakeholder group levels, and they will come up with the same things to be discussed, and you know, so we are to some extent we are the same people discussing it here and on stakeholder level. So the question for me is, what could the council really then contribute on top of that, what the stakeholder groups are contributing to this? So can we find a kind of common approach here for, on council level, in addition to that, what the stakeholder groups are contributing? And I can say, well, our constituency already contributed to that, and we're discussing, still discussing on top. I would say the council should gather this information, could use this information as well, and contribute to that, just as a to make it transparent. So I do not have a real solution. I just would like to put that question: what the council could be on top, could make on top, put on top to that, what the stakeholder groups are discussing and providing. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. Anyone else to comment on that? So am I correct in assuming then that we think that this is a matter that the council should be discussing, not only talking about council-related issues? Because as I said, I think that we need to do the fact-finding in the individual stakeholder groups and constituencies, but now I think we these groups have discussed it, and now we need to take it to the next level and draw some conclusions from it. John.
Okay, Chuck Gomes. It is similar to something I said in one of the sessions yesterday. It's the council's role, because it's one of managing the policy process, I think the question that needs to be asked is this a task related to that responsibility? I'm not sure it is, okay? It absolutely is important at the stakeholder and constituency level. And I guess my first reaction, and I'm open to listen and interact, okay, but my first response is this really is best left at the stakeholder group and constituency level, and that it'll be, and just from a practical point of view, it'll probably be very difficult to reach any sort of a consensus at the council level because we're each impacted in different ways.
Thank you, Chuck. And, you know, before you came, that is exactly the question that I asked. What should the role of the council be in this, if at all, and what should be our way forward? I have John and then Mary.
Right. I second Chuck's point. This is a matter left to the GNSO broadly. Unless, of course, we're looking for a contentious, controversial issue to latch on to. He said facetiously. But no, I think this is better left for the GNSO at large.
Thank you, John. Mary?
I think obviously that each stakeholder group and or constituency, as Chuck says, it's different reactions, things to do. But going back to Wolf's point and yours, Thomas, about staying on top of the issue, I mean, it is an issue that's important ultimately. Timing's going to be something else. But are we also, as a council, considering, and Thomas, this is your fact-finding point, having each group come back to the council, or at least a report of what its thoughts are, proposals, reactions? I'm not saying that it shouldn't be left to the stakeholder groups and constituencies, but shouldn't we each keep one another informed of what that fact-finding is and what is going on, so that should we be required as a council either to write or give a report or an update or to prepare an action plan, we would already have information regularly along the way. So I guess my question is, would the council be comfortable asking each group or relevant group to come back to the council with a report at some stage?
Thank you. Milton?
Well, great minds think alike, and Mary basically said what I was going to say, only less querulously. So when people say that the council should not discuss this, I was wondering who should. Are we simply bumping it down to the stakeholder groups or to the constituencies? And if so, wouldn't they need a request from the council at some point? And maybe the council could help by asking specific questions that would not limit what people could talk about, but would guide them in terms of what questions that we think need to be answered at this stage.
I have Chuck again.
I think John was before me this time.
Oh, I didn't see you from yesterday.
That's okay, Thomas. My feeling is that we should leave it for the GNSO at broadly, and then act on policy matters as they are made evident.
Chuck, again, I don't understand why the stakeholder groups and councillors would need direction or requests from the council to respond to something like this. So maybe I misunderstood you, Milton, in that regard. Now, I'm not opposed to the council suggesting that or encouraging that, but I don't think stakeholder groups and constituencies need direction from the council to respond to a particular issue.
I have Milton and then Lanre.
So the idea is we just wait for the, I mean, when John Berard talks about the GNSO doing something, I guess I'm confused, because there are parts of the GNSO that do things, and there are the different parts that, you know, present something to the council or which act through the council, but the GNSO as a whole doesn't do anything as far as I'm concerned. They all go in different directions. And so what's wrong, Chuck? Yeah, I am talking about the council sort of saying, hey, folks,
think about this. I don't know if that's too top-down for people, but it seems that this is happening anyway because the discussion has been initiated here. And now, you know, those of us who agree that it should be discussed at the lower levels will go back to those lower levels and start discussions.
Milton, the discussions don't need to be started. I mean, they're well beyond having started. And so it would be upside down for the council to intrude upon a process underway without knowing if ultimately if those decisions are going to put the kind of stress on the council that would require our consideration of some structural change. So I, you know, each of us is aware of what's going on specifically in our own constituencies, stakeholder groups, and generally within other constituencies and stakeholder groups. I view that as a passive report to the council. I just don't think this is something that we should be putting our fingers into. I don't think this has to do with managing the policy making for GTLDs.
Thanks, John. And I'm not trying to slowly move to the chair seat, right? I just couldn't see this part of the table.
Just one more to the right or one more to the left.
So I have Lanre and then Mary.
Yes, I think the issue should be left with the constituencies without necessarily limiting the scope. After discussion from that level, the constituency may report to the council, and then the focus cannot be discovered. I mean, the direction of which to go can be highlighted, and from there it could be thrown back to the constituency with that specific scope. At the initial stage, I think it should be left wide open without limiting the scope.
Thanks, Andre. Mary.
So let me try and find a middle ground here. I don't think we're really all that far apart. I think there is a way for the council to monitor the situation without being top down, without giving overt direction that could be considered interference or above and beyond our role. I think it's possible to see this as actually one perfect example of the council being the manager that it was set up to be in the current process. And John, this may be one exception to the policy role simply because it has to do with GNSO structure, restructuring, and functioning down the road. So since we know that this is an issue that will impact the functioning of the GNSO, if the council were merely to act as a project manager, and maybe it's because I'm married to a project manager that I think this is important, to have a report at some point from each constituency. It could be at the next ICANN meeting when we have all the groups come back to report. It's not so much the council meddling or saying, you didn't do this right, or we want you to do this rather than that, but so that we know what is going on in each group in case issues do come up and we're prepared when the time comes.
Thank you. Any comments on Chuck, please?
Thanks, Thomas. Chuck again. And keep in mind, what I said was, I don't think there's a requirement for the council or for constituencies or stakeholder groups to receive direction from the council on something like this. But I also said that it's okay for the council. I don't think they need to get beyond that. You know, as soon as you start trying to get a consensus position on some of these issues, it's probably going to be a futile exercise. It's better coming from the groups themselves. But I did qualify it that I'm not opposed to doing something like what Mary's saying, where if there's some useful function, and you're right, if and when, and I think this is down the road a ways, we get to talking about GNSO structure, it's quite a different issue then in terms of there's going to be a council role, but again, it will be heavily dependent on the stakeholder groups and constituencies.
John.
So I'd be more than happy to keep it in council. I mean, we have representation for every constituency and stakeholder group in the GNSO around the table. We could ask each other to tell each of us what's going on in their particular constituency or stakeholder group and be guided by our own point of view. There's no no bar for one counselor asking another for information.
Thank you. Milton?
Yeah, maybe I was trying to fill out my statement of interest form. I have a few comments about that, but so I may have missed the context of the discussion. So what is it we're actually discussing here that the council should do? Is it are we talking about the impact of new GTLDs on ICANN's structure, or are we talking about the GNSO review? Or are those two things so closely intermeshed that we can't separate them? I thought it was the impact of new GTLDs on ICANN's structure. I thought that the GNSO Council and its working group played a big role in defining the two-house structure that we now have. It wasn't really a policy issue, but we did have a big working group, or a task force it was. It was a task force.
I don't remember.
On that. So I guess I don't see why we couldn't have some kind of a council level interacting with constituencies and stakeholder group discussion of the impact of new GTLDs. But maybe I'm focused on the wrong issue here.
Before I respond, Milton, I go to Wolf Ulrich.
Yes, thank you. So we are circulating still around this question over here, whether the council should contribute or the stakeholder groups also. Well, I understand, you know, the question for the impact on the of new GLEs on ICANN structure, specifically on the impact on the on council related matters. So this is what I'm convinced to what we should deal with. So. So I'm very close to that, what Mary was saying before. That meaning, so that why shouldn't we think about, you know, what is the role of the council? What is our experience with that? Where do we see problems? Are we satisfied with the outcome of in the past of the council of that what we were doing in relation to our obligations? That means managing the policy development process. So those questions come to my mind. So we could deal with that here on council level, and then maybe we could put together some of these questions just and then refer them also to back to our respective groups and discuss it with that, because maybe we have personal views on that, but we need also some discussion on within our group. So there is some space I see which could be discussed on council level here with regard to that impact. So it could also be seeing that somebody comes up and says, okay, so I'm not satisfied with that with this result because I think we need more votes in future for our group or what else. These kind of things should be discussed and should be asked for. That's my, I'm convinced.
Milton, in response to your question, there has been a vivid discussion when the request originally came in as to what the scope of the answer of the council should be, whether we could actually take a deeper look at the stakeholder group and constituency level, or whether we should focus on the council-related issues arising from the new TLDs only. And the latter was preferred. So if you look at the response that we sent to the board, that focuses exclusively on the council and not on the respective groups. And since we are continuously being asked regarding this topic, I think we now need to make up our minds whether we want to continue the discussion at the council level, if so, in what depth, or whether we say thanks but no thanks. We have delivered what we can deliver at this stage, and please talk to the individual groups should you be interested in their views on the impact. So I think what I intended with this little discussion is for us to shape our view on what how we would like to take this subject forward. If you prefer this to be dealt with in the individual groups, that's okay. If you would like the council to perform a sort of a coordinating role to gather the views of the respective groups, that's also okay. But I think we need to determine how we want to move forward with this. So as an interim result, what I heard is the proposal that there should be, or the focus of the fact-finding work should be done within the respective groups. Nonetheless, you would be open to suggestions to keep up the dialogue with the council and have the council acting sort of as a hub to receive feedback from the groups, and then maybe we need to update our response to the board. Would that be a way forward?
Wolf Ulrich. Thomas, well, I have to understand correctly. So you mean a coordination role for the council or not? I would see from my stakeholder group point of view, I wouldn't see a coordinating role of the council in this sense. So, well, discussion platform as well, yes, but coordinating all the views towards the board, for example, that's not the way we could deal with it. So I really would like to see what the council could do on top or in parallel on top on that of that what the stakeholder groups are doing, rather than just coordinating, putting things together and forwarding to the board.
That was not the intention.
Okay.
So the respective groups, that's my understanding of the views inside this group, the respective groups should report to the board whatever they deem necessary to report and comment on the impact. Nonetheless, I think it was Mary's suggestion that we ask the respective groups to send their feedback to the council as well, and then for the council to see what the consequences of these individual statements for the council are, and then we can assess the impact on what's actually in the core of the council.
Yeah, and why not, in addition, that the council itself right now starts to put together some questions from a councillor point of view with regards to the obligations, the task of the council, how we see that in future, whether we are satisfied or not, and send those questions back also to the respective groups.
That's fine by me. I have John.
So I guess I don't know how we integrate this into what is already the ongoing process. I mean, Jeff, I'll draw your attention to the fact that, and everybody else, the fact that you guys, the registries, have filed charter amendments. It's out there now for public comment. That's an action of the registry, the registry stakeholders. What role would the council play in the structural changes that the registries are contemplating? I guess I'm just confused as to what standing we have in that regard.
Yeah,
maybe for individually or for our constituencies or stakeholder groups to comment on
well,
that.
Well, you know, it's not an unprecedented item, right? I mean, the non-commercial stakeholder group went through a number of changes and instituted by the non-commercial stakeholder group, but then it was put out for comment so that anyone in the community could comment. I don't believe the council as a whole filed any comments, but certainly some other groups may have done so. So I think that is the area of we put this out. We made some changes. Actually, they're, I think, good changes to be more inclusive and allow the ability for these interest groups to come into being. So the council doesn't necessarily have a role as the council, but like the community, they can make comments. And the same thing would be true for right now there's a petition for a cyber cafe constituency within the non-commercial stakeholder group, and I'm sure we'll see in the future I've heard rumblings of potentially a brand or single registrant TLD constituency within the registry stakeholder group. So I think these are primarily matters from within the stakeholder group, but ultimately when changes are proposed, it'll go to the community for feedback, but not necessarily as a council. I mean, I was thinking more from the council level as some issues that were brought up by Bertrand, like you know, do meeting sizes and, you know, what are the logistics, and the fact that I one of the things that he mentioned that rang a bell with me is, you know, additional meetings that need to take place with these groups. So if you notice on your agenda, there's a specific meeting of the NTAG, the New TLD applicant group. And that's for tomorrow, so they had to get a room and time and had to make sure that there weren't too many conflicts with that session. The number of those meetings are going to increase substantially, and, you know, right now we're already going to way too many, or there's way too many conflicts between meetings that we can't go to. I think that's going to be an issue I think the council may want to comment on. We see it today. I mean, you know, just to point back to you, John, your stakeholder group decided to hold a meeting while the council's meeting, and the IPC did the same thing. We're going to have a lot more conflict, so we need to start thinking about how it's going to affect the agenda as a whole.
And there's a CSG meeting going on right now.
What's that?
There's a CSG meeting going on right now.
Which is crazy. I mean, that's...
But, Jeff, in response to what you said, that's exactly the point. On the quantitative aspects, attendees growing by number, more meetings required, we have included those factors in our response. And my question to you is, we have this on the agenda. We've been asked by the board to provide an update. Judging from some of the statements that I got now, we would say, well, that's not for the council. We have said what we had to say. And therefore, you know, please refer to the respective groups for their input. So that could be an answer. And I'm not suggesting that this would be a bad answer to have.
Right.
But we could stop this discussion at the council level today. And so I'm trying to sound out what this group feels. I would share the view that if we want to confine the role of the council to actually dealing with the current information that is available, then we are stuck with the quantitative issues that we've already commented on. And if
I think that was sort of in line with my recommendation. Is I think the council's come as far as we can come at this point. I think next year there may be additional items. But I think at this point, we've sent our letter. We've made our comments to the board today. Our stakeholder groups, constituencies have submitted comments. At this point in time, I'm not seeing like we need to keep this as a constant agenda item, but more something we need to keep an eye out for if there's any new developments.
Well, the various groups have also provided their input to the board. So, Mary, I would like to bear in mind your suggestion as well as Wolf Ulrichs, who said that we might want to ask questions to the respective groups to find out more information. Do we want to shelve this for a couple of months and then ask for updates? I mean, that would be an answer that we could give. So that we maybe reopen this to see whether there are updates either, let's say, in 6 months' time, or should the GNSO review discussion require us to devote our attention to that at an earlier stage, we will certainly do that too. Is that a way forward? Can I get some feedback on that? Chuck.
Well, I'm not really adding anything to what Jeff said there, because he really said what I was going to say earlier, and that is that stating that there's not a council response right now shouldn't in any way prevent the council from commenting later if it's appropriate. So I think we just need to keep that in mind. And when I think it's pretty hard to predict when that would be. But each councillor and their respective groups are going to be aware of what's going on and can raise it in the council if it seems appropriate for a possible council response on this general topic later on. But to try and predict when that might be right now is pretty hard to do.
The 6 month period was just a placeholder to ensure that we don't lose it out of sight. So what I can suggest to you is that I keep an eye on that to see whether there are more comments coming in, and should there be any developments that require our attention, I would bring it back to the group so that we, you know, close it up for the time being. Stefan?
Thanks, Thomas. I just want to take us back to something that Alan was discussing yesterday, and I do think it's on a different subject, but I think it's a pity that we are unable to provide a response if it comes to that, as we've just discussed. It may not, but I think it's something that there's a lot of work that you've put in and your group has put in already, and we should be able to try and put ourselves in the mindset of being able to respond as a council. You know, I'm beginning to see, it feels like too often we're just hitting a wall and then we decide we're unable to respond and we'll just leave it to the groups to respond. But it could be two different things.
Thanks, Stefan. I have John.
I take issue with the characterization of unwilling to respond. I don't think that we are in a position to respond right now, as Chuck has said.
I said unable to.
I don't think we are unable to respond. It's just that I don't think that there's anything to respond to at this point. And as soon as there is, I'd be more than happy to help draft whatever we would consider.
Thank you. Anybody else? Jeff.
I mean, I would just say it a little bit differently. I don't think we're, I don't think we have anything else to add other than what we said in our letter and what we communicated today to the board. I don't feel like we should be obligated to respond any further than that at this point.
That's an answer, too. I think that we're running out of time. We're already 1 minute over.
Yeah, I was using this as a test to see if you could keep time. I guess I should have told you.
Excuse me, Stefan, we've run out of time.
So thanks, everybody. I'm going to wrap this up in an email to the councilists in the coming days. And, should you feel to discuss this further, we can do so on the mailing list.
Thank you very much, Thomas, for taking over. Thanks, everyone, for the conversation. We will end. We will have a 15-minute break. Could I ask councillors please to be back at 3:30 for our session on locking of a domain name subject to UDRP proceedings, and we will have the working group chair with us, I believe, at that time. He's here now. So that's Michele Nalon. So, operator, this session is now over. Thank you.